Welcome back to our Tuesday meeting, the fantastic cosmic lounge. Right, this week we are going to dive into the power of contrast. The power of contrast has been a title that really came to me a couple of weeks ago because I had a series of requests, demands, questions around why is it that the universe and we are setting ourselves for sometimes failure, it seems. Or why is it that I have to go through this in order to have that? Why is it important for me to experience something that is not necessarily pleasurable? And why is it that I had to face this or have that specific experience that is negative? And so that series of questions and demands that rose in a very short amount of time made me realize that there may have been either a misunderstanding or maybe then need at least some more clarity around this concept of darkness and light. So as we have already understood, is this 3D reality, which is, the physical reality where our experience exists, where we are all humanity encountering each other, this reality has a set of rules, right? And one of these rules is this duality. Duality means that it's like the law of gravity. That's a law we cannot escape. It is part of the paradigm itself, right? The paradigm is born from that law. The principle of duality exists in 3D. If you are not desiring to experience this duality, well, you have to obviously transcend, elevate, and go into where it does not exist in the perception because it is just one. But in order for us to access to that oneness, we need to let go of our physical experience, which again, the idea is to really actually embrace both because we are both at once. Now, the reality of duality implies that, yes, there is a right and a left. There is an up and a down. There is a perceived right and wrong. There is a before and after. There is a past and future. And all of that is made because we are capable of discerning two different reality at once. We can see what is happening in the dark and what is happening in the light. So why is that important? Why is it essential for us to actually have that awareness? Well, because this is our compass. Our compass is telling us that the darkness that we tend to recognize, again, remember that what is dark for one person or what appears dark, negative, burning, disconnected for one person may not be for another. It is a real perceptive reality that happens within ourselves according to the construct of our mind, right? So when whatever you recognize as dark, negative, disconnected is just telling you that's not who you are. And therefore, there is not a lot of power seemingly that you can already use when you are facing this experience. Well, what most people tend to do is to resist this and to reject it. Which is, I don't want it, doesn't feel good, I don't want it, it's not me. Eventually go into the full blaming game as to it's your fault if I see, if I'm looking at that reality. And the likelihood is you've already understood that if you are and when you are giving the power to somebody else, what you're looking at is going to stick around for a while until you're transcending it. Because if you can recognize the darkness, you can recognize duality. And in order for you to be able to elevate, to transmute that darkness, you're going to have to elevate at a level that allows you to merge the darkness and the light as one, where There is no separation anymore. Everything just is. Now, in order for us to do this, we need to actually have this compass that tells us, oh, I have the awareness that this does not feel good. This is not positive for me. It's not connecting me to my true power. Well, the work of the darkness is only a work of awareness. It is allowing us to actually redirect our energy toward where we feel connecting, where there is light, where there is power. It is not there to, in quote, piss us off, excuse my French. It is only there to awaken us, to make us aware that we need to take a different direction if we want to find power at that time. So it helps us redirect our awareness. Well, why is that important? Why is that essential? Because you remember one principle of life, of consciousness, is reality goes where awareness goes. Our true power is what we are aware of, is where we're going to give the power to what we're looking at, right? If you're looking at something and you are judging it in a negative way, you're giving your power to that negative perception. Guess what? If you're giving power to something, you are empowering it to actually exist even more. So this amazing tool that I call the power of contrast is really a compass tool. It is a way for us to remind us to move away and detach. It's not to move away as to ignore it, because again, what we ignore, we are actually bringing more of, because we are ignoring it from a place of, I don't feel my power there. If we are the awareness, we're not having the power there. We are, that's the awareness. That's where we are looking at and saying, oh, I don't have power there. Well, that's that truth that we just claimed is telling us that that's who we are. The idea is to be able to look at something, recognize it, and not attach any emotion to it, any self-definition. It just is about connecting to how it feels within ourselves and saying, instead of taking right, I'm going to take left. Not because one is good or bad. It's that because one calls me towards power, one calls me towards lack thereof. Right? It doesn't mean, in the same time, that we need to systematically choose what's easy. And that is also very another point that I will probably do next week deeper in this, is that the difference between ease as easy, easiness, it's easy, I don't want it hard, and effortlessness. Effortlessness and easiness are two different words, two different experiences. One, easy, tends to be lacking of power. And therefore, we're just following the comfort zone. We're going where we feel comfortable. Effortlessness is not necessarily about choosing the comfort zone. It is choosing that which carries us, whether it is intense, what we have to do, or it is taking us outside of the comfort zone. But we are doing it in effortlessness. Why? Because the part of us that supports us is the greater part of us. So it doesn't feel hard. It feels trusty. It feels supported. It doesn't mean we know what we're going, what's happening. We connecting the dot, or we're seeing the steps. It means that we know that if we choose that path, although it is perceived unknown, we are going to be supported. That is the path of effortlessness, right? There's a trusting of the greater design. When we are in easiness, we are looking for a way out of heart of the challenge, which again, you and I know that in order for us to gather more power, we need a greater sense of capacity to manage that power. How do we get that capacity? We move through the challenge. We are accepting the challenge. Moving through the challenge allows us to expand our capacity to handle more challenge. So anyone who desires a greater sense of life, anyone who is willing to open up to their extraordinary life, everyone who is desiring more in their life than what they are already capable of handling, Well, and these people are going to be, we need to be able to say yes to what is unknown, what is not familiar yet. Not because it's scary, but it's because it is by design where we have to step into in order for us to open up to more, right? So let's review this a little bit. The power of contrast is important to accept because it is a tool to redirect your awareness wherever your heart tells you that you need to open up to when you move through, right? So what are the contrasts that you are seeing right now in your life? What are the contrasts that in terms of what is perceived negative, what is perceived positive, what is perceived great, what is perceived what I call negative or disconnected? Well, when you start to look at this, you're understanding, why is it that I do not connect with this? What is the narrative that is hidden behind the construct of what my mind tends to look at and as you know, is judging and as a story behind it? This is what it feels disconnected. And at that moment, we can determine where is it that we are hooked to. What is it? Why is it that I'm choosing this? If it comes from fear, well, you need to move through. If it comes from you not seeing the greater pictures, but really understanding this is the step I need to take in order for me to expand, then it will tell you to move through. So the power of contrast is a way for you to call yourself back in this moment, asking yourself the right question. The most essential question is, who am I when I'm looking at this? It is not there to bring you down. What does not feel good, your narratives about the trauma or whatever is unwanting, is only there to remind you that it's a tool for you to use. How you're using it is going to determine, well, what your choice is going to be and ultimately what your life's going to look like. Right? So what are the contrasts in your life right now? What is it that you feel you're facing and where are the narrative behind that support and sustain this contrast? And if you want to move past this contrast and access to more light, well, there is ways to do it. And these ways we can work on it through sessions if you want to deepen it and really go down to the bottom of it. We can also do it through retreats. And talking about this, there is a retreat coming up in Wimberley, Texas, in a couple of weeks. And during the weekend, it's going to be a Saturday, Sunday. And it's like a day and a half, I would say almost 2 days, where we're going to dive into these narrative, this power of contrast, this cosmic activation, where we're going to give you ways to receive so much more so that you can give so much more. So if you are interested in really diving into who you truly are, well, take a look at the website at alinehenley.com at the experience and download the brochure about the cosmic activation retreat that are happening in Wimberley, in Texas. And if you need some more information, you can always reach me through Aline Henley on all platform on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok, and obviously directly through the contact form on the website. So, well, happy contrast. Enjoy the contrast of life so that you can find more of who you are. And if you need help, again, don't hesitate to reach out to me. I'll see you next week for another Cosmic Lounge episode. Bye.